はい。Where are we? Rachav Yankiv. Shlami Nahal Midrash Lachish. Mizamim Yisrael B'nei Mayim. Ve'im Mizamim Yisrael B'nei Mayim. My time Yisrael B'shut Tal Mils Lekim Nikah Shchita Ma'al Yisrael Shtri Lehu. Ve'vichom Nimechir Sagi Lehu. Ve'mit Tal Mils Hani Kehem Lechai Dami. Zekrashi. Midrash Lachish. Dami Rakim Hashem. Nachtach, Kana, Havarei, Kamach, Bidikula. Shmami Noah, Mizam, Lechot, Babre, Mai, Mishum, Reya. Rav Misha, Shaitzio, Mena Behema, Boyd, Mufarcheses. Boyd, Chavim, Lab, Shkita, Tol, Heter, Achila, Lidei. So, who's good for Shkita, Etzloi? Ve'ev mechai nesel lehen. En yoytzen lehen, mide'ev mechai, ashe tamos. Al Yisrael yotzisa, mide'ev mechai, ayin eshchita. So mele, you can't give, you can't feed the guy, the ray. Why does Rashi say daf the ray? What about the mide'ev mechai? Array. We had the Rajba. We had the Rajba yesterday. That the Shlokish is din. Is lav dafka. The din of the Shlokish command the manach with the kula. It's not only the Gabe the Rey, it's also Gabe the Mayan. The Mayan to the Veshet is the Rey to the Kana. Same relationship. Male, if you cut the veshet, and you can't puncture the bnei mayim. It's also not a trade for the Rashba set. Okay, why is Rashi only hacking about the Reya? What about the bnei mayim? What?
And Bomar, so.
So Rashi Pshat, I would have said in Rashi, is like Rashi tells the whole time after time, the Kana is before the Veshet. The Kana is before the Veshet. And therefore, when you cut, the problem over here is. The problem over here is only with the Kana, not with the Veshet. Maybe. Because when you cut the Kana first, so now the second you cut the Kana, so it was as if at that second it was as if you removed the Reya, like Rashi says very, very clearly over here. Because if you remove the Reya, so now the Reya already has a din of Eiv Menachai for the Ben Noach. Now that you shechted the Veshet, that's not gonna be matir the Reya. However, Lugabe the Bnei Mayim, Ken Zayin, that we hold, that since Yishech, Lugabe Bnei Mayim, already you have, it's a full-fledged Shechita. By the time you get to Bnei Mayim, it's a full-fledged Shechita. If it's a full-fledged Shechita, so at that point, maybe Rashi would consider the animal dead, and therefore be mutter even for a guy. Hare, the Rashba explains in Teres Abayis, I mean, it's really the Mechoik is the Gemara, yeah? Rather than come explain Mechoik of the Shita, that when once you shech the Yiladagi, Yiladagi give the name Mayim to the Goy. And the Rajbe explains Tanya, he's coming to explain the next Gemara. Where's the Tanya, like Rachav Yanka? Right, that we say that's even mutter for Goy. Rajbe explains. Again, I'm aware that Rajb is in other mandama. Rajb explains because since the Jew shechted kosher animal, so therefore halachically it's considered dead. Halach is considered dead. Kim hem baschita hi. Yisrael v'shachta ba'akshuri v'shchita hu. Harei hi niteres al yodon ki'ilu meisa l'gamri. We'll get to the Teda soon. But Rajb has the Yisai, that why is it mutter? Why is it taka mutter for the guy? Because it's already dead. Hapi Halach is considered dead. When a Jew shechs a kosher animal, it's considered dead. If it's considered dead, then it's dead for the Ben-Naich also. Even though it's been for Chesed.
What's the
what? So therefore, Sinead is asking, I think Mara says the Chayas do with Mikamidi. So what's the Rajma saying? A different Svar. Rajma is still saying not Svar Mikamidi. That's a good question. That's a good question. You have a question? That might have to well, okay. Let's focus over here. The Rajba says the svara of the tzad in the Gemara that when the Jew shechs, Yilad b'Meichel the b'nei ma'ayim to the goy. The Rajba says it was considered halachically dead. Clinically, halachically, it's dead, and that's why the goy is allowed to eat it, even though normally. When a guy mefarches says is jumping around, as Shimon says, the guy can't eat it because mefarches is zasser. Teretz is, but since the Jew shechted it, so it's considered dead. It's considered dead. It's considered dead for the guy also. Now, the Gemara says, which derech agav this Rashi is a chayav yisoid, which is negated other places. That the Yisoyed of Shechit is killing it. Shechit is not cutting Simonim. That's the matter of Shechit. The Yisoyed of Shechit is, which we discussed, we've had Stodim came up numerous times. The Yisoyed of Shechit is they're killing it. That's the Yisoyed of Shechit. So Meila, that's the Yisoyed of Shechit. Killing it with Shechit, that's the Yisoyed of Shechit. So Meila, so if I did do Shechit, Pshad, I killed it. If I killed it, then it's dead. If it's dead, it's Mutter Ben Raya. That's the Rajma says. That's the Rajma says. I didn't make this up. The Rajma says this. He says it very clearly. So now Nate is asking a question. So why is Gemara saying you need to make a meeting? So we'll put that question on hold for a second. Okay? And we'll get back to Mitzvah Shem. I don't want to lose focus on what I'm trying to say to Rashi. So now, if we say like that, there's a Ken Zayin, that's the Pshat Rashi. That even when Rav Acha Meir Yankiv said that it's a problem, he was masking that the Veshet is not going to be a problem, because by the time you get to the Veshet, Behem is taka dead. The only problem is the Reya, since the Reya comes first, so Meila, when you shechted the Kana, and the Reya was commanding the Fierce Stalkers, the Reya is commanding the Manach of the Kula. Vemela, it's a problem. only on the Re'ah. When you get to the Re'ah, you get to the Veshet, that's not a problem. At that point, there's a full Shechita over here. Okay? Again, you have a problem with Rajma? Take it up with Rajma. The Rajma says it or he doesn't say it?
He does say it.
Okay, so again, the Rajma says, because it's considered dead. Why are we saying it in the first? Because since by a Jew, it's considered dead. The Jew killed it. If the Jew killed it, then it's dead. If it's dead, it's dead for a Jew, it's dead somewhat. For the Jew, it's dead, for the guy, it's not dead. If it's not a heter, yeah, hello? If it's not a heter, you can say, for Jew it's not. But the side of Shechit is that it's dead, so then if it's dead, it's dead. That's the Rajma saying. It's not dead for one person, not dead for somebody else. Does it make any sense? Is it dead or is it not dead? Don't stay in the Rajma. So maybe that's Pshat and Rashi. That's the Oymik Pshat and Rashi. That's what I would have said. Luli Diveran. Luli Diveran, I would say Pshat and Rashi is that the whole problem in the Gemara is the Re'ah. Because when you shech the Re'ah, it wasn't considered to be dead yet. Meila is also from that is remit. Come on, the man, that is remit. Shake me when you get to the Beshit. The Ma'ayim is not a problem. At that point, even Rav Acha Bar Yankov might be masking. Okay, that's what I would have liked to suggest. Pshat and Rashi. And if this was true, yeah, there's another thing that we gain in the sugya. So I just need to think for now. And that is because there's a whole discussion, as you should have seen, or if you did see, in the Rishayin and the Rechayin, do we say, you know, those that argue with Shlokish, yeah, for their argument with Shlokish, if you argue with Shlokish, and we say it's not command the man of the Kula. Is that even is a dafka by when you shech one siman or even when you shech two siman? Okay? So, there's a very big discussion in Achrayin about this. Many Achrayinim, starting with the Tvur Shar, yeah? They want to say that even if you're going to argue on Rish Lakish, but when you shech two simanim, avada it's command the manch b'kula. What's their raya? So their raya is from the Ramban. What's the raya from the Ramban? Because Ramban says that what's the time to argue with Shlokish? Says Ramban. The Ramban wants to suggest the Ramban had a kasha. Why is Rabbi Chiya Avraham Yechna say the Mishnah in El Treifis? Yeah, Ishleik Halacha. The Mishnah was just said before Kiva was Chayzer, and we left it. You know, we just left it. Pretty big Deichin Teretz. Yeah, why didn't he just say like Rish Lakish's Teretz? Why didn't he say like Rish Lakish's Teretz? And he shechted it in a different place. Says the Ramban. Says Ramban. Rabbi Yechon, I guess, holds that that's ridiculous to say that you shechted it. Then you could go shecht it somewhere else in the same simon. Doesn't make any sense. Mokum chatav lama is shabeshtu. The chol shul kana me mokum shchita kiven the napik rubai. Mali chaza bechadche, makam acher. You ready to kill the simon? The simon is gone. Habareya, afa pishi tluya bekana, chayet tluya nami beveshe. So in other words, the koyanki mahadadi. Yeah? So Rabbanu is being machalik, basically, between the two dinim of Rish Lakish. Right? When Rish Lakish said that you could go shecht in another place. Right? And the Gemara had a problem with that. Right? The Gemara had a problem with that. Only else, you know, the Irish Lakish says this command mach but the coolest, how could you shecht by it? Right? The Rabban wants to say that even if you want to say that we don't say command the man from the kula, the Gemara's only problem is if you say command the man from the kula, then how can you shech bayit? If the ray is gone, then the simon is gone, kolshke, right? How can you shech bayit? The ray is dead and the simon is dead, right? The Gemara says the Ramban, the taina on cutting the kanan and makim acher is even a taina if you disagree with Rish Lakish. Even if you don't hold the command of Malchim Dekula, still there's room to argue on Rish Lakish's Ukimta of Shechting Makim Acher. Because the Kana is Zechadet. You Shech the Kana, so you Shech the Kana, Zeo. Kana's gone. The Reya is not necessarily tolling the Kana. The Reya is Yanki Chiyusa, says the Rabban, from where? From the Veshet. Apishe tluy bekana, chayet tluy nami veshet. The Kiyanki mad dadi. There's a whole system over here. Yeah? So Mael says the Ramban, Rabbi Yechanan did not like Rish Lakish's tarets, even if he doesn't hold of Rish Lakish or command the mancha. But still, cutting the kana from makam acher is worse than puncturing the reya. Puncturing the reya is a problem. Why? Because the reya is not only tali in the kana; it's tali in the veshet also. But thinking, therefore, we don't hold that command of the kula. But yet, but cutting the kana to shech the kana to places—that's ridiculous. The veshet needs it. Now, the Achrayim Ramadayak in the Ramban. Yeah? That the whole problem of not saying command the Malchim Dekula is only a problem by. Is only a problem. The whole Svar Nagy also is command because there's also the Veshet to contend with. Mamei Levlu Yitzur. You did both. Then even the Cholkem of Rish Lakish, we might that's command the Malchim Dekula. That's command the Malchim Dekula. That's the Chayim want to say. Okay? Sure, Beger. Based in the Ramban. And there's also mashmayis like this, Batsim in the Rajba. What's the mashmayis in the Rajba? When the Rajba discusses our Gemara on the Flamid in Tersabites. And the Rajba has a Shaila over here. Do we pass like Rish Lakish or not? Do we pass like Rish Lakish or not? So the Rajba wants to say pass like Rish Lakish. Chong mistab in the Hilchos Rish Lakish. Why? Because first of all, Rav is explaining Rish Lakish. Mashmi holds like him. So Rav Zera disagrees. He's a yachid. Void, says the Rajma. Come Ravacha Yankin. Shma minamad Rish Lakish Aimizam Nachla Bay Mayin. Beloimad Kamachim Bidkula Damyin. Shma minakibas is really. So you got Rish Lakish You got Rava explaining Rish Lakish. You got Racha by Yankiv, Ar Sugya.
They all hold Rish Lakish.
You may have passed like Rish Lakish. In time, I think the Raj. Shani Hasan Nishka Shnayim, and Rav Shnayim. Yeah? So what's the Raj of Kasha? The Raj of Kasha is, if you don't like it, you don't hold Rish Lakish, it's command the Macha B'li Kula. Ashok Shnayim, Rav Shnayim. Like all those aquarium want to say. And for the Rajba, say, but by virtue of the fact that Mais Rachab Yankiv bought a Rish Lakish, smash me holds like him. You know, it sounds like the Rajba, Yitaka didn't need to say it based on the Rish Lakish. But since the Maisa, I mean, the Rish Lakish is the Mar of the Shmaitza of Command Manka Bechula, and he did use Rish Lakish, so we see how it's like him.
The Raj was agreeing with the Ramban, though, that
it seems that the Raj is agreeing with the Ramban, that even the Cholkim on Rish Lakish hold that if you shecht both, then it's Command Manka Bechula.
That the Chiz of the Veshit.
The Chiz of the Rei is holding the Veshit, that you meant to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is?
You have a problem with that?
Well, I'm saying we're trying to stick the Rajba the Rashi.
Not much what you're asking.
I mean, if it's totally in the...
I'm not sure you're asking either.
Well, I do.
Okay. What's the question? You have a clear question?
I think so. The fees of the Raya is totally...
We have to end off like this, right? I mean, come on, you know?
If the fees of the Raya is totally in the Veshit as well, then how could that be? How could Rashi be telling me that the Raya, it's a cash on the Raya?
But Rish Lakish. We're going to Rish Lakish. We're going to Rish Lakish.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait.
Okay, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now. So all these Gedera Achrayim want to take from here that they want to say that either you hold that it's not command the mount of the Kula, but if you do both, then it is. Right? And this is based on the Ramban and the Raj, but the Dig and the Raj, but they just told it. So now, but there's a big problem, a huge problem, which the Chazon Ish asks, and I mean, I guess the Rajman may be avarning it, the Chaira, but the Chazon Ish has a big problem with this whole approach, and that is our Gemara. So what's going on in our Gemara? In our Gemara he shechted both Simanim. So why is he saying, this is really the Raj's question, why is he saying that it's totally in Rish Lakish? Shema minam Rish Lakish? Ein mezam in Yisrael, b'nei ma'ayim. What do you mean Shema minam Rish Lakish? If you have one, it's going to be that way. Yeah? So therefore Chazon Ish says,
it's going to be kosher.
What? Therefore Chazon Ish disagrees with these Achrayim. Chazon Ish disagrees with these Achrayim. That no, that if you disagree with the Rish Lakish, then even if you shakash neisim, we don't say it's command the manach of the kula. It's only if you're Rish Lakish we say it's command the manach of the kula. Now, so I'm just thinking the few what I'm suggesting in Rashi, yeah, the few what I'm suggesting in Rashi that. Rish Lakish, Racha Bar Yankiv is talking about the Raya Dafka, because the Raya, yeah, the Raya, as soon as Shech the Kanil, if he Rish Lakish, the Raya is command the Machab the Kula, then it's not going to help me, Shech, he finished Shechting afterwards. At that second, since the Kanil is first, you Shech the Kanil, the Raya is if it's gone. The Raya is gone, it's Eve Menachai. Right? And that's only if he Rish Lakish. That's only if you're Rishlakish. Because the Gemara is not talking about the Bnei Ma'ayin. Because the Bnei Ma'ayin, then the Bnei Ma'ayin, Firashi, then it could be everyone's Maida. But the Bnei Ma'ayin could be everyone's Maida. That it's going to be mutter. Even Kohen Racham Yankiv, the Bnei Ma'ayim is mutter. Because what the Rashba explains in the Braisa, yeah, that argues, Rashi might hold that when you shechted. When you shechted the animal completely, the animal's dead. So that's why the Bnei Ma'ayim is mutter. The whole issue over here is only on the Re'ah. And that's Hakatalim Rishlakish. That's Hakatalim Rishlakish. Now, the Ran, however, learns different Shan Rashi. I said, Lulu Divir the Ran, this is the way I would learn Rashi. How does the Ran learn Rashi? The Ran of interest in discussion. Because the Ran argues on the Rajba. The Rajba, the Chlushin, that spoke out that Rish Lakish is din, or command the Manch mit Kula. He's Rishlokish said it by the Reya, but who are din by the Bnei Ma'ayim when you shecht the Veshet. The Ran argues. It's very interesting. The Ran also put down the Tzad that when Rishlokish says the Reya, he says the Chariz lav dafka the Reya. Who are din the Lev and the Kaved, all the blood organs, which are all telling the Reya. Okay, so it's not dafka the Reya. It's the lay of the color also attached to the Reya. Al b'nei ma'ayim loy. Shem b'nei ma'ayim kulim mel b'veshet. Yil chshach, deep in the first, chshach is a veshet, not b'nei ma'ayim, shere, dim in the kind of a Reya. So, in the first shita, he brings down, like the Rajba, if you shech the veshet, and then you cut the b'nei ma'ayim, it's okay. And around in the middle, on the other side, with the ray, he expanded the heter of Rish Lakish to include the lave and the kaveh. Maybe it's pasul mechalek. The kana is, you know, attached to all of those, but the kana is an ear instrument, so which is, well, the ray is also an ear instrument. Maybe not the kaveh and the lave, whatever. But the point is, but the Ran says the feed this shita, and you know anything that's totally in the corner is going to be mutter. There's not going to be any trade. Ben mechovali loyim belayim command machin kul dami v'yachi arei behem a meisel gami v'echat yiren achar kach shchita shin zaveshet v'hein l'chein l'hokah v'loimah sh'chai b'nei ma'ayim pulim b'veshet ein nirli sh'ein l'loimah ela ma'ashamar l'chamim. Says the Ran, so first of all, on 2 points he wants to argue on the first shita. First of all, that they include the lev and the kaved in the equation. The Ran disagrees. Why? The ihachi are behem meisel gamri veichat hiren achar kach shchitas haveshet. Now every shchita, says the Ran, lefi this should by definition be possible. Why? They be telling me that the lev, yeah, the lev is command the mach mit kula, then the animal's dead. If the animal's dead, then you can't have shchita. There's no shchita on dead animals. You could say the Reya is dead, the animal's still alive. The Rei is command the Machmed Kula. You can't say the Leiv is command the Machmed Kula, and then you could still shecht the Veshe. Fine, so this is just a local problem that included the Leiv, right? So that, you know, the Ran seems to be totally the Hab Hal. If you can include the Bnei Mahayim with the Veshe, then you have to include the Leiv. It's double or nothing. Triple or nothing. Quadruple or nothing. You know, if you can include the Bnei Mahayim, you know, if you take the Gemara literally, the Gemara says Rei Ezel. Vashtek is Rei Ezel, nothing else. But if you can include, if you include the Bnei Mahayim because it's calling the Veshet, then you have to include the Leiv and the Kavin as well. That seems to be the thought process of the Ran over here. And that says the Ran, since that's impossible to include the Leiv, then we say, okay, whatever the Gemara says, well, the Gemara doesn't say. The male, if the Gemara says Rei, it's not Gerei and not Veshet either. That, I think, is the flow of the Ran over here. Says the Ran, what is Chan Rashi? Why is Rashi after the Reya? Parrot is a carrot. Because the whole sugya, the whole din of Rish Lakish, command the Malach B'Dikul, is only on the Reya, not on the Veshet. On the Veshet, we don't say it's command, but we don't say the Veshet is telling the Chiyas of the Veshet is telling the Chiyas of Bnei Ma'ayim is telling the Veshet, and therefore, if you shift just the Veshet by itself, we say that the Bnei Ma'ayim is command the Malach B'Dikul, and it's not Shaiach Shreifus anymore. No, not true. Not true. The only says by Rei. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Bnei Ma'ayim is command the Malach B'Dikul. No such Gemara. Not Rabbi. That's what Rashi says. Dafka the Rei. Because the Veshet is not true. It's only the whole sugi, the whole chiddush of Rish Lakish is by the Rei, not by the Veshet, not by the Bnei Mayim.
Do we not know the mitzvahs of what's telling what? Meaning, it just seems like, yeah, we're getting the Ramban says, could be both, we're getting here that it's the Bnei Ma'ayim, what's the deal? It's fine, it's not a big deal.
Am I supposed to answer that question? Huh?
I guess not.
What do you want? Yeah. Well, I slipped a little. Fine. So that's what's the thing. Ramban has all different Pshat and Rashi. According to him, Rashi saying all different Pshat. Rashi saying the whole Sugya is only by the Reya and not by the Vesh. Now, we mentioned the Machlekes Achrayim based on Mamish this line of the Gemara. What's the din? We shechted both Simonim. We say it's command the man to be called Dami. Now, the fee. Let's say the Pasht of the Gemara, where the Chazanish learns, that the Gemara of Rachav Yankiv is saying, based on the Shlokish, Melei Mezamnin, or the Choma Bnei Ma'ayim, right? Again, it was a Pshut the Gemara of the Choma Bnei Ma'ayim, Rashi is the Reya. Pshut the Gemara is the Choma Bnei Ma'ayim, meaning all the Bnei Ma'ayim, yeah? So, and that's only because of Rish Lakish. But now, it means that the Mount Amar, that if you call it Rish Lakish, you don't all command the Mount with Kula, you have the Motzibar, it's not command the Mount with Kula. Oh, if it's not command the Kula, let me ask you a funny question. So then, if you shechted the animal to Simonim, and then you poked a hole in the Reya of the Bnei Mayim. Obviously. So, why is it not a treifa? Silly question. In other words, because what I'm doing over here is, right, the Gemara uses Rish Lakish's din in Ben Noach. That's our sugya right now. But the dikadin of Rish Lakish was that the dikadin of Mangamandamankul was said Linyan Trefa. Right? You puncture the Reya after you shech with the Kana. So I'm just asking, I just want to put this discussion that we're having today of the Achrayinim, whether the Chalkim and Rish Lakish are Chalik even by both Simonim, or only by Simon Echad. So I want to know, and Chazanish says, the Kefir Pshuta of the Gemara, Zog the Chazanish, that, what do you mean? Only if you're Rish Lakish? Do we say that it's Kaman Manach Bekul and it's going to be a problem with Guy Ben Nayach? Even when you shech the both. So, okay, so what I'm asking you is, so what about the other din of Kaman Manach? You're telling me that only if you're Rish Lakish is a Kaman Manach even when you shech both Simon. But the Fila Chalkim of Rish Lakish. If you don't, if Zer is one that argues Rish Lakish, let's say, if that's what Zer is arguing at the end of the day. You argue Rish Lakish, you don't say Kaman Manach Bekul. Yeah? So now, if it's not commanded with Kula, so the question is, what about the other aspect of Rish Lakish, which was naked than Rish Lakish?
It has to be mutation.
One second. Lagabe making it a treifa, if it's not commanded with Kula, so maybe it's Shaykh a treifa. It's a silly question. Child, what is the Teretz? What?
Chayim.
Chayim.
Treifa doesn't have any.
That's the push of the town.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Was it Palmer's Teretz?
No.
What?
I didn't say that.
Okay, it's good Teretz. So they want to say, according to Chaim, you say if Treifus is, doesn't allow for Shechita. So then, in Cain, over here, you already had a Shechita. So you can't say if Treifus doesn't allow for Shechita, it's too late. You already have a Shechita. Okay, that's good Teretz. Yaakov thinks it's a more partial Teretz. If you argue in Rish Lakish, and we say that you argue in Rish Lakish, even with both Simonim, and we say that it's not Kaman the Bekula, we don't say it's Kaman the Bekula, the Benech is allowed to eat it, right? So what about the other dinner of Rish Lakish? The other application of Kaman Mountain Kula. How are we going to deal with that? That's what I want to know.
Maybe could you say something like Ain Treifa L'chatzi Shchi is this machlokes about, but like Ain Treifa the less than Chatzi Shchi is?
Okay, what?
It's more simple.
So Rabbi Abraham, I asked Rabbi Abraham this question, and I gave an answer, but then he showed me, he reminded me, Iran, which I was like, it was a tip of my fingers, I couldn't remember what it was. So the terrorist that I wanted to say was that if you go with the Rajba, that when you shechted it, the animal is considered dead. Right? The animal is considered dead. That's the Yisrael of Shechita. In Cain, the Chor is not Shaykh Treifus. Why? Because if you go with the other Mahalach in the Rambam, let's say, like we said, we always say, right? The Rambam says that this is a Treifus, it's going to die. And this is an avail that it's dead. That's why the mitzvah. Now, like Reb Chaim, then the pshat is if we say that by shechita it's considered dead, So even though maybe it's a virtual death, but it's considered dead, if it's considered dead, al pi halacha it's considered dead, that's atkei kach, we're going to mat the ben noyach, but if it's considered dead, then there's not shayach treifas. The treifas pshat is, he did something that makes it dead, it's dying. The hit of aim is dead already. You can't have a behemoth dying if it's already dead. So the halach is considered dead. And male, by definition, it's not shaykh, it's a treifas on a behemoth that's already halachically dead. Because the serve treif is that it's dying.
So this beferish mishnah that supports this.
The beferish mishnah that supports this.
I don't know. Not this yisoid, but that it won't become a treif.
Again, I was mocked at a silly question, because obviously, right, when you shef an animal, that was given that it doesn't become a treif after shechita. Yeah, shaila is what? I said shaila is more what yisoid we should take out of this. Not that it's a real question. What are we going to do with this question? You know what I mean? Not that we have a problem. Shaila is just what is the teretz going to be? It's not that, maybe it's taka treif. Right. That wasn't a tzad. Okay, but what's your mission anyway?
Yudches.
What? Yudches,
I'm sorry.
Yudches. What does it say, Yudches?
Shad is Roy or Kuloi. But so if you do Kuloi, then you go do whatever you want.
What do you do with Trefus? What are we talking about?
What? You can do whatever you want after.
Again, do you see from that? Is it Ferish Mishnah that says that it's not Shaykh Treifas? I don't see that.
You can make it Treifas somewhere.
How do you know? Where do you see that in the Mishnah? No, it's in the Mishnah. He says the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Mishnah. Chesed Aleph. Rosh Day in the Mishnah. I don't see it. Now. First, we need a video though. It's not going to take me out here. So then Rabbi Abraham reminded me that there's a Ran, on the Chav Ches. Okay? He's talking about Shachar Eseveshet, Vacharkach Nishmita Hagargeres. He says, "Also shmi nachal pi shenoyel b'treifus koyin shiotzin shmasa kimen shchar nishchad ba shir shchita ksheira shloi taymar kimen the kaimelon shachah b'shnayim arayv shnayim abaysay ladayim fachesses." Harehi kechayil chol devarel. Kol shenoyle basimone treifa. Kol yimitzias and neshama asura. Kinafka chiyusa betreifas kinafka. Yishach the roiv shnayim. And then you made it a treifa. So you might think, wait a minute, the chiyus is going out as a treifa. Kamash malon, the lesser. The ikka chiyusa. Iker chiyusa b'shir shchita kanapik. Even though it's mefarcheses chayil chol v'ra, right? But iker chiyusa did go out already b'shchita. V'misa d'gageres sagi halatan l'shmin rebusa whatever. So what's he saying? So rather, Abraham had wanted to shtel so Yaakov said that we have a shiloh whether we say that the yesh treif for chatzichias, right? Check the one simon and the shiloh come a treif. It's already treif is only on healthy animals. So, but over here where the ikachias taka went out already, Ran says when the shochet shnayim arrived shnayim, the ikachias went out. He knows mefaches is gechay. Al pi halach it's considered alive. Technically, it's alive, right? But the ikachias went out. Because he doesn't say the raj before. He doesn't say my before. That one say in the raj. Halachically, it's already dead. That's why it's not shayach a treif. He doesn't say that, right? And maybe Taki argues the Rajba. That's how I want to suggest perhaps. Because what the Rajba is saying over here in the Lomdis of Shechita is that you're killing it. Yeah, the Ran doesn't say that, right? Because then the Chur, the Ran could have said what I wanted to say. Yeah. So Pasht is, it could be something. There's this Yisrael of the Rajba over there. And Teres Abay is, it could be subject to Machlokes where the Ran disagrees. This Ran, I think, would disagree. When the Ran tells me, why is it that when I shachat shnayim rev shnayim, why can't I make a treifa? Says the Ran, because Ikechias went out. Or Abraham laid to, and that's what Yaakov said before as well, that even though we say that yesh treifa chatzichias, yeah, but not when Ikechias went out. Once Ikechias went out, Baim is like mamish, like almost dead, right? Then you don't say that it's shachat treifa. That's what Ran says. So that would be another teretz to this question that I asked, which I said, that's a silly question. The question is just, how are we going to answer the question? Not are we going to answer the question? When I asked, the fi those that want to say, that even by, you don't say command the monk of the kul, even by Shnayim, that's the chari pashas of our Gemara, where Chazon Ish learned. Then, so what about the other half of Rish Lakish? That it's not shayach treifas, and when you shef the one, when you shef the kan only because it's command gemacha. If you don't know command gemacha, it should be shayach treifas. The answer is that no, since it's the roiv v'chias went out, it's not shayach treifas because of that. Or the other pshat we said the Raj because it's already dead. Now, in the Iker, the din of that Rajba, right, the Rajba is in the Chadish to me. The reason why Akapon, the Rajba is saying the next Mandama. The Mandama says in the Hemshech of the Sugya that the guy could eat it. Well, let's see the Gemara talk a little bit. Number Papa, have you seen the Khmer there of Acha by Yankiv? The boy, the Emily, Mia Kamidi, the Israel Shara, the Chav Maser, the Amle, the Amarle, the Amina, a time of Kama. So I was sitting in Rashi, and I was sitting in the Khmer of Acha, Kama, the Lash, the Milsa, the Amarle, and the Chav Dibatsmi, the Lake Chasing Boy. So we had a problem. Why don't we say, Mia Kamidi, that for Yisrael it's mutter, for Yisrael it's not Eiv Menachai, and for the guy it's Aser. So why didn't I tell him? Because the Chari is had a good time. But the guy is totally in the Chira, Misa.
Another question you can eat?
What?
Isn't that a question
on Why? And what are we saying? That the heter applies to the Jew as well. Rashi, right? Lechem shemali nam kamam b'samchay shachiyavim is a shchita shenem en mechusar hefshid yachol chayt chamiyad. Can we see the nefesh man plus shayt nefesh the minimum of misses manash also lechem the en mechusar shayt nefesh the masay chal dam. It's one of the many things that we say chal dam. You have to wait till the animal dies. But technically, you can eat it. It's not called Eiv Menachai. Why is it Eiv Menachai? Because it has Shechita. It says Echarev Chav. Le'ermina Mis Tali Milsa. Not Eiv Menachai El Gabayu. I didn't look here back.
Why is there a special?
Lichiyaf Yafu Mitesh Dai Nivol Adam. Lots of Loyans.
Why is there a special Isser of Eiv Menachai if you just have Loisei Kol Adam? That's enough, no? It's always Loisei Kol Adam.
Because if you waited till the animal died, after you cut it off, it's not a seich al adam. It's still Eiv Menachai. Now, so the question is, so it doesn't say in the Gemara Beferish Nate that the reason for the Braisa that says the guy is allowed to eat it is because of Niyagamid. It's not a Gemara. Okay, Taisa says, Echad Kamecha Somatar, Mashma, Taim Mishum, Bulak immediately, so Shari, Loim Chav Masa. Taisa says, Mashmaya, so the Gemara is like that. Because, you know, what's the name, Papa was sitting there, did suggest that, you know, he was bothered by this. And so Mela, that's it, you know, that's the only suggestion the Gemara gave why it should be mutter for the guy. So if Taisa says mashma, it's altimik imidi. And then Taisa says a bunch of kasha. Taisa says kasha. It's a problem with that. Why? Because Gemara says
it's just not mistaber.
What's not mistaber? What is the svara make imidi?
It's just not mistaber.
We'll talk about it in a second. Exactly what the svara is. Taisa is a problem because Gemara says beifas tayar that. If has tire is mutter for Jew and not for a guy. And Gemara says, no, because the lab may keep it. The whole hetter if has tire is based on the mitzvahs of kibush. Guys don't have kibush. That's why there's no hetter. So Gemara says, hachanamish, shanei v'chol.
They can marry if has tires. They could just. That's like their wives. What age?
Fast her is mutter by Ishtish. You
remember
that?
And if she's an Ishtish.
Yes.
I'm saying she should.
Okay.
She doesn't have a din. No, I'm saying. There's no real din. If she wants to leave, she could leave him tomorrow.
Okay. And let me ask you a question. The guy is Mizana with his friend's wife.
Miso.
It's Chaim Misa. So you're right. There is an Asa. She could decide to leave. The Rambam says you don't need to get. She can pick up and leave. But that's not what we're talking about. She's perfectly happily married, and he's been mezana. Talking now, Mizot Tayis. Shana Evchav and Glab Neshchita Ninu. Dar Malel. So that's his kasha. How can you say this about Mika Midi over here? What do we see in the past tire? That the only time that Mi'ak Amidi is only when everything is equal. Okay, if it's then the Jew is mother, the guy is also mother. But for Taisus. Just like Mi'ak tire, when the head of Mi'ak tire is telling a certain Mitzvahs of Kibush, and the guy doesn't have that Mitzvahs, I mean, there's no time to Mi'ak Amidi. There's no time to Mi'ak Amidi. Okay, but Shechita also, the Jew has Shechita, the guy doesn't have Shechita. So it's not that a Jew is more cool dick than a guy. It's just that a Jewish kid, the Jewish guy is actually that's his kasha. But Ken Zayin Tata, the Rajba, maybe the Rajba disagrees with Taisus. Maybe the Rajba we said it says the Svara. Yeah, the Rajba says the Svara. The reason why the Pshat and the Braisa. The reason that the Pshat and the Braisa is because since the Jew shechted, so now the Behemah is dead. If the Behemah is dead, then why can't the guy eat it? The Pshat is Apialocha, it's dead. That's the story of that Shechita because it's dead. The male it's mutter for the guy. So you don't come out to make a meeting now. Because maybe Gufa, maybe the Rajba was bothered by Taisa Kasha. Taisa is mash. Even Taisa doesn't say it's a Ferish and Gemara. It's not. It was Rapop is musing aloud, oh, why didn't I ask this question? Right? Why didn't I ask this question? That doesn't say that that's what ultimately that is the Pshat. I'm Taisa Zubza.
Why is it not a cash for the ranch? Why is it not a cash?
Because if the Rajb is not coming out to make a meeting, the Rajb is saying that the reason why it's mutter for the guy is because Behem is dead. It's not because Mikamidi. Mikamidi, the problem, Mikamidi says that. can't be that the Jew is more kal than the guy. Yeah, like Rashi's head and says that we went from being a ben ayach to be more holy. Rashi says not to be less holy, right? And Kosh Baruch took us out of the other nations. We should be kaddish. He came from kaddish us. So he gives us less mitzvahs. That's making me the Rashi says. But we say that okay, if it's totally in something else, then it's not a time to make a meeting. But the Rajma says no, it's not the Pshat that's making a meeting. Pshat is because the Baim is dead. You killed the Baim. Apeloch, you killed them. Hell, it's dead for the guy too. That's the chayr. That's the chayr of the Pshat and the Rajma. Like now it's making a meeting. Like now it's making a meeting.
What should the Gemara say? What would be the nusach?
There's no nusach. The nusach is who's kasha? What kasha? There's no kasha. I mean, you want the taste made up. Taste made something up, and if he has a problem, he himself says he made it up. Mashma, yeah. The Rambam says, "I don't know what you're talking about." The Gemara never said it. I'll tell you, pshat in the brayis. Pshat in the brayis because Baim is dead. That's all. I'm saying a very simple thing. Tosis created a problem, it created a situation, then we had a problem. Right? Again, there was a Mashmais in the Gemara like that, I'm not arguing. Yeah? But Raj doesn't, but it's not Mukh in the Gemara. It was her papa's musing aloud, why didn't I ask that? Right? Now, just now I'm chatting the Gemara, right? Where a papa says, I didn't ask that. Because he said good, because he said most of the time. Does he mean Tysus? What? If this is Svar Megamidi, so what do you mean? Okay, he said a nice Svar, but what happened to Megamidi? Pshat the Gemara. Papa says, you know what? I'm sitting there thinking, hey, you know, Megamidi, why didn't I say Megamidi? Right? The Gemara said Megamidi. I was thinking of asking that, but I decided against it. Right? Why? Because he's saying good. He's saying good svara. What happened to Megamidi? How's that to Megamidi? So chayri, he means like Taisvis. Chayri. No? Because what svara did he say? Because he said, what did Gemara say? My time. He's Shol, B'shchid, Tali Milsa. Kim Nika Shchid, Amal Yisra. Ishtri Lay. And Chavim, the Mechir, Sagilu, Mis Tali Milsa. So in other words, it could be that's Merumas in the Gemara. Now, by a Jew, it's b'shchid tali milsa, and therefore, it's not Eid Mechai, because it has a hat of shchita. A Jew is given the hat of shchita. Or the chiv of shchita. It's a male hat of shchita. A guy doesn't have the chiv of shchita, doesn't have the benefit of shchita. So, l'chayra, I'm not sure about this, but it was bothering me. What's her papa saying? Oh, you know, I had a good kasha, but I decided against it. He's saying, you know, he's saying an Irish tickle tire. Mechayr means like tais. Mechayr. Upon him, the Rajba could be stuck arguing. The Rajba's arguing. Now, there's one more point in the Rajba over here. This is a bit of a difficult point. The Rajba says, it's not really clear. There's that one point in the Rajba, Lachar. The question: what is the Tehillah going on? Rajma says, "He's Rajma says he's sorry. Time like Racham, Yankev, Reis Lacham, Behem, Mokrem, Shes, Nafsha, yeah, etc. Bedafka, Behem, Ksheira, and when a Jew shechted it, Chiva, Behem, Bas Shechita, Yisrael." Yisrael, the Shachta, Baruch Shuri, the Meshchita, who? Harei in the Teres, Kilo Meisel Gami. Teidalacha. What is the Teidalacha going on? Is the Teidalacha going on that's Kilo Meisel Gami? That's the Yisoid of the Heter? Or is the Teidalacha going on the chiluk of? Let me tell you, is it Teidlacha going on the Etzem Heter? On the Etzem Heter? that when a Jew shechted it, it's mutter for the Ben Arach? Yeah? Or is it going on the chiluk the Raj is about to make between shechting a Behem and Tahir or Behem and Tameyah? So I had a bit of an argument this morning with Abram, and he wanted to say it's just going on the Etzem Heter of the Gemara, which didn't make any sense to me, right? Because, like, why is the Rajba like sticking his neck in between the Bryce and Rachar Yankin, right? And there's a shayla in the Gemara, whether or not it's mutter, yeah? Dr. Rajba, tell, bring a raya. It's not the Rajba's job. I'm not telling what the Rajba do, but Chayra, I'm not used to that. The Rishonim, the Mimachnis themselves, and the Mechoikis. So therefore, it's clear to me that that's not what the Rajba is doing. Okay? Rather, what the Rajba is demonstrating to us over here, that the side of the hat there is, the side of the hat there is, because he killed it, the Shechita killed it, yeah? And that's why, Taka, there's a difference between Behemoth Tameya and Behemoth Tyra. In other words, the Rajba is being machal between Behemoth Tameya and Behemoth Tyra. The Shechita only works on Behemoth Tyra, but not on Behemoth Tameya. So if the Rajba, why is that? And that's what the Rajba says is his side. Because a Shechita, yeah, a proper Shechita, a Shechita Materes, is the side that killed it. Not slitting throats kills it. Slitting throats of animals doesn't kill the animal. It's still jumping around, as Shimon said. What kills the animal is a proper shechita. A proper shechita means it's done on an animal that's subject to shechita, and it's done by a person who's a bar shechita. Those are the two conditions that you need. Mamela, by behemoth may not, or a guy shechts a behemoth may not. You're missing one of those two conditions. And that, the Raj Bataka says, Teda, and still we have to understand what the Teda is. Says, the Raj will bring your Raya. What's his Raya? The B'shachar has a Kana. That goes back to Gemara before. We had this with this part of the Raj already. In the Tukshatim in the Miri. What happens if you shech the Kana? And the question is, can you eat the Raya? At that point. So the Rajba says, Navadi you can't. Right? Navadi you can't eat the Re'ah. Les dying, the Re'ah Surah. Elo, the Gabi Nikivasa, Hudam Rina Loy Mitrifa, the Kameisa Re'ah Dami, Mesuloy Mitrifa. The ilu nishkta kol asimanim, abish chotach bnei mayim parshul gamri kaim sheitzim nafshik sherim. Why? Mishum gemes the gemura shav rechman. But the Rashi says, what's the difference between yishchta the kana you pulled out the reya avad that's tray? Avad you can't eat it. Avad you can't eat it. What's it? Right? You can't eat it. What?
The post one more cut off.
1 second. But he says, yes, but he says that Tamrin La Mitrifa, because only we say the ray is there. But no, because. No, not exactly the same. Okay. What is Rajma trying to do with it? Rajma's kilo saying, I'm proving. What's Rajma trying to prove over here? That the het shechita is that it's dead. Okay. So he's saying that what's the difference between shechting the kana and eating the reya, or shechting both of them? Shechting both of them and eating the bnei ma'ayim. What's the difference? Yeah, says the Rajba, the difference is because the animal's not dead, right? We shechted one simen, that simen is dead, but the animal's not dead. Right? So what happened when you shechted two simanim? Why now could you eat the reya? Why now could you eat the b'nei mayim? What changed? Because now the animal's dead. The Rashi is showing. No, so the reason why I couldn't eat the ray before is because the animal wasn't dead.
What's the meaning of Yishayel? What's the